Well, Steve, winning the Rolex Grand Slam on home territory, I reckon that was quite an emotional victory for you.
Yeah, it was. It always is here. I always, you know, feels like actually get a little scared sometimes, like what's going to be next? How am I going to even give some joy to these people that already had so much success with me here over the years? But yeah, just prove me wrong, and every year I come back and something new happens and some bigger wins, and just feels amazing.
So where does this rate then, just to do this, winning the inaugural Rolex Grand Slam here in Geneva, right up there?
Yeah, it's big. Every win is big here, but when you win the Sunday Grand Prix, like I won the World Cup or the top 10 final, it's, you know, for this kind of moment that we work hard and that we believe in our sport.
But it was going to be the jump off. Did you think you'd done enough to win when you know you've got Scott to come and others, but still to go in the jump off?
No, I would have put a lot of money on bet that I would not win it. I really thought I was a good second too slow. Actually thought I was faster than me, but I'd won down. I thought for sure Scott or someone's going to catch me. It was a long wait.
Did you enjoy that moment? Was that as nervous as you felt, wondering what was going to happen in the next sort of 10 minutes or so?
Oh, it was 10 or 15 minutes. They felt like forever. They went longer than the whole weekend went through. So it was a really long time.
But the reaction of the crowd said it all.
It did, yeah.
For you now, in this horse, since the Olympics, you've been knocking at the door, the frustrations of nearly winning. This was, the horse deserved this triumph in his own right.
Well, but, you know, he's won so much already since the Olympics. He's not jumping a lot, but every time he goes out there, he's in the top. Again today, he's just, you know, class of his own.
I get the sense this Rolex that you've won today is probably the perfect Christmas present.
Well, I'm anyway very thankful to Rolex for everything they do for the sport, for everything they do for me. I'm really grateful to be part of their family, and thank you again. Someone will be really happy having a nice Christmas present.
And where are you? When will we see Nino again?
Nino's going to have a long break now, and I don't know. I have to decide if I want to ride him or not in the World Cup final. I'm lucky that I'm qualified already. So we'll see if I want to do him or just focus on the World Games next year. But for sure, for the next 3-4 months, we won't see Nino.